Bonus daily. Let's get to the new Illumination Entertainment film, Migration. This is directed by Benjamin Renner and Giulio Hamzi. Stars Kumail Nanjiani, Elizabeth Banks, Isabel Merced. Oh, I didn't know that. Danny DeVito, Carol Kane, Awkwafina, Keegan-Michael Key, David Mitchell, few others. And the synopsis is, a family of ducks try to convince their overprotective father to go on the vacation of a lifetime. So for anyone who has listened to the show for a while, I love Illumination Entertainment. I don't think all of their movies are amazing, but I'm a huge Despicable Me and Minions fan. I have no shame in saying that. I love those movies. But when it comes to their other stuff, I don't think their other films are masterpieces or anything about it, but there's something about, ironically, the lighting. I love the look of Illumination animation, but there's something about the tone of those movies, like this one, Sing, and a couple of the others that they've done, The Grinch, that they just boost my mood more so than a lot of other animated films that come out. Like, some people rag on Illumination Entertainment for doing, I guess, more generic sort of animated films. And I guess I can see that criticism from a very broad perspective. However, at the same time, I'm not upset that a studio wants to do kind of normal, accessible animated films, because I think there's still a lot of creativity there. And this movie, I didn't have like an immediate urge to see it. I didn't see it in theaters. I just saw it a few days ago on demand. And I do think at the end of the day, it's not an amazing movie. It's not anywhere near Despicable Me. I do think it's better than The Secret Life of Pets films, which I'm not huge fans of. But it is still a little forgettable. I think what was interesting is it's directed by the guy who did Ernest and Celestine, which is a indie animated film, which I love. I saw that years ago. I was like, oh, cool. Like, he's getting to do this big studio movie. Awesome. And I don't know if he's, perhaps due to the studio world, it felt like he didn't really get to go full on in terms of his own style, but I'm sure he was just happy enough to get a huge movie under his belt. I know I would be. But I think the movie, it glides along pretty well. It's only about 80 minutes, but also I feel like that's sort of a bad thing. I think I could have used an extra 20 minutes or so in this movie. It felt like by the time the movie ended, I was like, wait, it's already over? Like, it's already wrapping up? Because usually I'm never encouraging a movie or wishing a movie was longer, but I think in this case I wish it was by a little bit. But for what's there, it's charming, it's fun, it looks really, really good. I love the color palette, the greens and oranges and golds. I love that. I think Kumail Nanjiani is hilarious. I love him. I like Elizabeth Banks. I mean, the whole cast is excellent. But probably the biggest issue for me, and maybe it comes down to subjective perspectives, but I think the Despicable Me and Minions movies are hilarious. And in this one, the cast is good. I think that the humor, though, sort of is lacking. It just was not that funny. It went along so quickly. It didn't have much time to breathe. And I felt like overall the script was not amazing. That didn't really allow the performers to make this movie truly funny, like memorably funny, as some of the others are. So it won't ever be a movie that I'm highly recommending or thinking it's best of the decade, but it really did make me feel a little bit better. It's just something about being in that world. I love talking animals. The story is very, very simple. There's not much plot. It's mainly just this father who's scared to do anything and his family having to encourage him to literally spread his wings, and then he develops courage. Spoiler. But all that works for me. The sequence in, I believe, New York City, where they suddenly come across the city and they get lost and there's the whole restaurant scene. I thought that was probably the best part of the movie. Keegan-Michael Key is hilarious as this Jamaican parrot. Love that. So there are some good moments, and it's one that I could easily just pop on, have on the background as a distraction, make me feel a little bit better about my day, that sort of thing, but not as amazing as I think it could be. Not as good as some other recent animated films in the same vein. But also, one thing I do appreciate about Illumination is that they do take things like Despicable Me, Sing, and a few others, and this one, where it's not based on some previous IP or anything. They may turn it into a franchise, but it's still its own little one-off film, its own world. And so that I appreciate. It's they're trying to tell, at least in some ways, original stories. So that's something I do really like about Illumination in comparison to a lot of other similar studios. So do check it out. If you like animation, if you like any of the things I've already said, I would give it a look. Won't blow you away, I think, but it will still be a good time. So that is a 3 out of 5.